Hey guys, Harry G from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Hour number two.
Dan and I are in there in the studio. We're talking home improvement every single Saturday. This is what we do from noon to two. And if you're listening to us on the podcast right now, this is the second one. If you missed the other one, just go back one. You'll find it there. And if you missed hour one and you're listening to us live all over the Radio Northwest Network, that'll be up here on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Pretty quick. So stay tuned for that. If you don't know when it's going to come out, you can always subscribe to any one of those, whether you're on iTunes, Google, SoundCloud. You can subscribe and it'll notify you. So that way you'll always catch it, or you just follow us on Facebook because we put it up there as well.
That too, yes.
All right, guys, we want to talk home improvement. We're talking cost versus value, and this is an important thing. We were talking about it in hour one. We're continuing it over into hour number two today. But if you've got a project you're working on and you're stumped, or you want to see what a project's going to cost you, maybe in your situation, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595 are the numbers here in the studio. If you want to send an email because you're shy, it's okay. ATH@KXL.com, or just head over to Facebook, follow, like, all those things there. And we do have Around the House Nation, which is another great project resource for you. If you got a project you're starting on, take some pictures, post it up on there. Got a lot of nice people on there and a lot of big experts. They're there to help you with the project as well. And you've got some big names out there that are literally there to comment. So if you're painting walls, put it up on there. You'll get some comments of how to do that best. If you're doing an electrical project, there's people on there to help you. We've helped some great people do some big projects on there.
Take a picture, throw it up, show people what you're working on.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting up some pictures later today on what I'm working on when I start working on my projects. So join us over there at Around the House Nation. So
I'd ask you what you're working on, but that kind of spoils the surprise.
Yeah, you'll have to find out there. I'm trying to make some room in the garage, but I got a big project to get out of the way first. So there's your tease. 503-417-9595. In a few minutes, we're going to give away some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner branded spray and walk away. So this is the cool stuff here that you get to spray around out there. You spray it on all your surfaces out there. Make sure you follow the directions. This is not the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner project that you use in the spring to get all the moss and mildew off. This is stuff that you can just spray on it, literally walk away, and let Mother Nature clean it for you. So this is the stuff that you want to use in the fall that works out really, really good for that. Phone lines have been hot here. Let's jump over and help Mike and Sandy. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, Eric G. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show, man.
Hey, thanks. What can we help you with?
So I've got a problem here. So we had a kid who's going to stain our fence outside with some oil-based stain. It was called Frog something. I don't remember. And he accidentally spilt some of it on the side of the house. And the side of the house is like a gray in color with the paint. And the stain is appearing orange. And I'm wondering, what's the best way to get that off?
You know, you can try some of the goof off, goo gone type cleaners out there. Those, but you got to be very careful because you don't want to take the paint off with it. I've had some pretty good luck. I use these in my garage, and this is where I've used these very successfully in getting things cleaned up. You can get them at the auto parts store, and it's a bucket full of towels, and I'll look it up here and give it to you here in a second. But you pull it out, and it's a hand cleaner, and you can get them at like AutoZone and things like that. And it comes in a yellow, in
and black container. It will take grease off your hands. It'll take grease off your tools, but it'll also will break down because it's meant to take it off of your hands as well. And so it's really cool. I'm going to talk and look at this up as we're talking here, but I tell you what, it is great for getting little bits of this stuff off because I've done it as well at my house when I've made some mistakes like that. I was cleaning outside and got some stuff on the side of the house, and it worked out really well. So
is it going to be a problem if it's been on there for, let's say, 3 to 4 months?
Nah, it'll come off there. You're just going to have to work at it a little bit harder. So we'll pull that up here.
What's this stuff called?
Well, first off, you can try Goof Off. That works pretty well. Okay. Steve, our producer, is saying Gojo. The stuff that I'm using is not Gojo. It is a... anyway, I'll get it to you here. Stay tuned on that one. When we come out of break, I'll bring that back up, and I'll even post it on our Facebook page. But you can use just regular Goof Off works on a lot of those things, and just put it a little bit at a time. That is a good product for taking paints and stains off as well. But this other trick works pretty good, and it's good stuff to have around the house as well. So
we get a... After that, we got to actually go over because we bought the house out in Sandy last year, and the old owners left some paint laying around from the house. So we got to go over it afterwards with the paint and kind of, you know, repair it. So there's that too. So I want to make sure that I do this right.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing right there with that is to do that right, get it all cleaned off. The more you can do to get that stuff off there before you finish it, you'll be good to go.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Mike, thanks. Stay tuned. Stay tuned a few minutes. I'll have that up here for you as well. So I appreciate it. All right, man, thanks. All right, let's run out here to Joseph in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, what can I help you with, man?
Well, I have a runaway backyard. It's about a 9-10 degree hill behind my house.
Okay.
And I can literally jump from the highest point onto my garage.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I'm not sure who to call to get estimates on making it a usable backyard space. And I don't know if I should call just a regular landscape company or landscape architect or who's going to be the best at that kind of...
You know, you could sure call any one of the great landscape designer architects out there, but if it was me, I would probably call up my friends over at The Wall, because they do retaining walls, and you see them if you ever go out to that spring Portland Home and Garden show. They do those amazing backyard scapes that you walk in and see there at the show. That's who I would call and have them come out and kind of come up with a game plan for you, because obviously, if you're going to do any leveling, you're going to need a wall in there anyway, and that's what those guys are experts in. And so that's who I would call. Get them to come out. They'll give you a free estimate, at least give you an idea out there. And if you've got to do some design work, then do some design work. But that would be my go-to. People would just go over to The Wall. Talk to them.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Joseph. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you listening to Around the House. Great calls. When we come back, I want to take all your calls at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We're going to be talking a cost versus value report just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're rocking it out here on a Saturday afternoon talking home improvement. You know, as a cracked or crumbling foundation go in your real estate deal, for a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that is CCB number 94222. We've been talking cost versus value report, which we're going to continue on through this. I'm going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about what that return of that value is as well. Before we go to our caller, I want to go to lucky caller number 13. We're going to give away a gallon jug of spray and walk away made by our wonderful friends over at Collier Manufacturing, which is 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. So this is a stuff that you use in the fall for clean it up. So it's going to be caller number 13. And that number is 503-733-4101. Call number 13, 503-733-4101, and you got to pick it up here. So make sure that that's the rules. Not like last year where we could do things differently. We have to keep all those things under control per all the rules and regulations that are above well our pay grade. Yeah. So that's how this works.
Trust us. We'd love to be able to ship it out to you.
But it just doesn't work that way anymore. So, all right. We're working on that. Let's run out here real quick to Tom in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, how are you?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
I got a problem with my hot water coming from the hot water heater. It's an old mobile home built in 1963, and the line's just probably plugged full of old age stuff.
Yeah, I get it. What kind of pipes do you have in there?
Yeah, I have no idea. Whatever they were using in 1963, so probably not very good ones.
Yeah, okay, got it. You know, you can have, they didn't need too much galvanized back then, but they weren't, there was some copper that I'd see used in those, but it's just hard to say what they have in there, especially being that old. It could have been a bunch of things. So is it plugged up, or what do you got going on?
Yeah, it runs good in the bathroom, and by the time it gets to the kitchen, it's nothing. Cold water works fine, but hot water is... So it's down to a trickle pretty much.
Okay, here's what I would do is I would go down to that angle stop valve and make sure, disconnect the faucet, make sure and see if you've got water coming out of that. Have you done that yet and verified that it's not the faucet yet?
Yeah, the faucet's new. And like I said, the cold works, the hot doesn't.
Okay, did this happen before as well as the new faucet, or is this something new?
Yeah, it was like that before. I mean, it's just gradually been getting less and less.
Gotcha.
Even after I changed the faucet, because the old faucet was leaking really bad, so I changed it out, and I put a new countertop in.
Gotcha. I have seen angle stops and stuff like that get gunked up behind them where they will... you know, severely limit the water flow because you get some big chunks that come loose out of a water heater. I have seen that happen, so make sure that that's not happening. But other than that, you're going to be probably just, you know, re-plumbing that going out from your water heater out. And that I would use the new PEX systems for that to put that in, and I think that would be a good way to go. You don't have to go copper these days, and for a manufactured home of that era, that would be a pretty value-added part for that I think would work well for you.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about calling that repipe place, but I don't know. They probably want more to replace that stuff than what I paid for the house. So
yeah, I mean, it's hard to say if it's just a quick, easy one, because if you've got access underneath there, they're just going to drop down and do that. It might not be that big a deal if you're just doing a straight run over to that. It might be a lot less than what you think it is.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll give them a call. Yeah. There's no way I could, like, blow it out, unhook it from the water heater and blow it out, maybe? Or
not really blow it out, but what I would do is I would turn the water off, take the angle stop out underneath there, and turn the water off, and then have that go into a bucket and try to see if you can rinse it out a little bit. But you're going to get water everywhere when you do it that way, so just be prepared.
Well, what's an angle stop?
That's where you shut the water off for the faucet down below. So you know where it comes out of the floor or the wall? There's that little valve right there that you can turn the faucet off and on with. That can get plugged up behind it. So I would remove that and if you can, and then flush it out that way.
Yeah, I replaced that one. I replaced the countertop.
Okay. So, yeah, you've probably already done then most of what you can do, but you could try flushing that out there just to see if you get anything out of it. But other than that, you're going to be repiping that.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Tom. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We appreciate it. All right. Got him off there. I love it when the computer sometimes don't do exactly what I'm like, hey, the whole button's working there. All right. Well, we've been talking home improvement here, and I want to get back into our list, but if you do want to call 503-417-9595, because we're here to help you. Let's blast through this, because man, we have had a lot of discussions here about it, but I want to get into some of the hot items on here. So bathroom remodel mid-range, and their mid-range for most people is low range. I'll be honest.
Okay.
So their bathroom model is a 5x7 bathroom. So this is your typical walk into the bathroom in a hallway. It would be by the bedrooms. It's got the 5-foot tub on the end and the vanity on the right or left and a toilet in between. Mm-hmm. That kind of standard bathroom. So they're saying update a 5x7 bathroom, replace all fixtures to include a 30x60 porcelain on steel tub, That's the cheapest steel tub you can get, by the way. And 4x4 ceramic tile surround, which nobody ever does 4x4 tile surround anymore. This is in 1972. And new single lever temperature and pressure balance shower control, standard white toilet, surface solid surface vanity counter with integral sink. Ooh, that's an inexpensive one, too. Recessed medicine cabinet with lights, ceramic tile floor, vinyl wallpaper, and they're not mentioning a cabinet, which means are you reusing the cabinet that was in there?
This is bare minimum.
This is bare minimum, a refresh with new products. What I'm going to say with the labor rates and tariffs, that is at $24,000 right now.
Wow.
That has gone up significantly because of
the tariffs.
The tariffs and labor costs. I don't want to debate tariffs here, but that's just tariffs and labor costs are adding to that. That's going up significantly. So that's what I would budget if I was going to do that project.
Could you ballpark what that was a year ago?
It was about $18,000 last year.
So it's got about $2,000-$3,000.
No, it's added up. You're about five grand on that.
My apologies.
Yeah, so that's gone up significantly on that.
Wow.
So let's dive in here to the next one. Bathroom model, upscale. So this is expand an existing 35-square-foot bathroom to 100 square feet within the existing house footprint. You're relocating fixtures, 42-inch shower, ceramic tile walls, accent strip, recessed shower caddy, body spray fixtures, frameless glass enclosure, soaker tub, freestanding, high-end faucet, stone countertop, two sinks, two mirrored medicine cabinets. We are diving into this thing. Pretty good little area.
Solid master bath.
Solid master bath, $76,891.
Okay.
So that's a master bathroom model. So $76,000. That's about what a solid, well done master bath's going to run you. So, you know, you got your electrical, you got your plumbing, you got all those upgrades that are going into that. That's kind of a big deal. We come back, we're going to dive more into all of those cost versus value things because we're going to talk value coming up. Stay tuned for that just as soon as Around the House returns.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. We have a good time with this stuff, and I love a little Weird Al.
It's always so much fun.
It is so much fun. So, we're talking the cost versus value report, but when calls come in, we take them. Let's run out to Lewis in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, thanks. First time called. I just heard you talking about a guy with an RV a little bit ago, and I was like, well, I'll ask him about this.
Sure.
I have a pretty rare one-piece solid fiberglass RV,
okay.
A Chinook Constellation. And they're cool. So hard to find. And
what year is that
rebuild. The body of it is a 79.
Okay.
The chassis is an 81. But, like a lot of these, they bought the chassis and then...
Cranked through. Yep.
Yeah. So this thing, it's just super rare. I've only found like three pictures of it online.
Cool.
But I'm doing a rebuild top to bottom. And as you probably know, they use like a real puny one-by-one stapled together back in the day, and it was fine for the standards then.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about getting Trex decking, and I find like a 6-foot stick and an 8-foot stick online, free leftovers.
Yep.
And the stuff is really expensive, and I thought about ripping the 2x6s down, and because they're not going to be visible, using them as my frame in the RV, and then fiberglass or a Mylar coating on foam board. So it'd be like fiberglass, Mylar, foam, and then fiberglassing over it and trying to make a permanent waterproof moisture barrier on my walls all the way around this RV. I was wondering about the Trex, kind of.
I don't think you'd have the structure and strength that you'd want with that, because the problem is if that stuff gets too hot, it does get a little bit softer, and I've noticed that. So, I would be concerned about that. If it was me, there are a lot of new high performance building materials out there. What I mean by high performance is they're making 2x4, 2x6 studs now out of a wood conglomerate that looks like OSB. And you can go in any big lumber yard and get that stuff, and it's fairly water resistant. And you could cut that down and build that out of there, and it's going to be super straight, super awesome. You could rip it down on a table saw, whatever you need to do. And I think if you go in there and do that, I think that's going to give you the strength and the performance you need, but give you a little bit of water resistant too as well. But I'll be honest, if you get water back in there, no matter what, you're going to get mold growing or anything else. So I wouldn't worry so much about it. I would just get that in there, something strong. And that stuff is really strong for what it is. So I would use that and put something like that in there. Or just regular lumber and maybe do some water treatment on the outside of it before. Use some pressure treated material. That would get you the same kind of way. And I think that would give you the strength. And the other problem I don't like about the Trek stuff is it's super dense and heavy, too. So per square inch, you're going to pay a lot for that in the weight of the thing, too.
Well, it being a one-piece fiberglass body, it's so hard to get leaks in this thing.
Yeah.
It's so easy to seal up. It's so great for that. But I was worried about maybe moisture building up behind it. But the heat, imagine it would heat up because it would be right along, you know, the back wall or the exposed wall of the fiberglass. And, you know, if it lost structure, then say cupboards that I had held up with it, or a roof structure that I put on because I had Trex on there heating up, it would warp on me. So
that'd be what I'd be worried about.
That's exactly what I called you for, wondering if I was going to make a mistake, and I overlooked that. Cool.
All right, Lewis. Thank you. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening around the house. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too, man. Thanks. Awesome. Great call. Yeah, I always like the ones coming in of left field on those. Those are super fun to me.
Well, we're running short on time.
We got to dive. Let's dive into this here. I'm going to dive into kitchen remodel here real quick. This is a good one. Actually, no. Game day decision. We're going to talk about entry doors. Steel entry door, mid-range. About $1,800 to have that swapped out. So you're putting in a nice new 3068 entry door. That's a good one. Replacing that, brick mold, trimming it out. That's using a high-quality door, high-quality stuff like that. Garage door, remove and replace, upscale. Now, I added a little bit to this because labor right now has gone up, and if you've got steel tariffs in there or aluminum tariffs, that could change it. For removing a 16x7 garage door, tracks, garage door opener, all this stuff, diving into it, I'm going to put this list up on Facebook a little bit later today, but it's not going to have my numbers on it, so it's going to have the basic numbers on it. You're about $4,000 on that. To get that done. And now that is putting a whole nice new setup in there, lifetime warranty type setup. Grand entrance. This is a good one here as well in the front of your home. This is remove an existing 3068 entry door, cut and reframe the opening with a 12/36/12 entrance door with the dual side lights. So you're moving the electrical, doing stuff. That's about $8,800 on this. So now I want to get into this one here because we're blasting through. So hold on. Buckle up. Keep your hands inside the vehicle right here. Minor kitchen remodel, mid-range. Taking a functional but dated 200-square-foot kitchen with 30 lineal feet of cabinetry and countertops, you're going to leave the cabinet boxes in place. But you're going to replace the fronts with new shaker-style wood panels, drawer fronts, new hardware, replace the cooktop oven range and slide-in fridge with the new energy-efficient models, replace the laminate countertops. So you're just putting laminate back in. Install mid-price sink and faucet, repaint trim, maybe some wall covering, remove and replace your vinyl flooring. $26,748. So $26,000 for what I'm going to call a fluff and buff. Yeah. So it's not a lot of value to that. So major kitchen remodel, mid-range. Pay attention to this one. This is what a kitchen remodel costs for a basic one. So, 200-square-foot kitchen with functional layout of 30 lineal feet of semi-custom wood cabinets, including a 3x5 island, laminate countertops. That's not granite, quartz, laminate. Standard double tub stainless steel sink with a standard single-level faucet. Two energy-efficient range, ventilation system, built-in microwave, dishwasher, garbage disposal, custom lighting. Add a new resilient flooring, so vinyl flooring, finished with painted walls, trim and ceiling. $78,000.
Wow.
That's a kitchen remodel these days. So that one's going to add up quickly. Now, hold on. Here is the major one. Major kitchen remodel upscale. This is doing a nice custom kitchen. So you're going to update 200 square foot kitchen with 30 lineal feet of top of the line custom white cabinets and built in sliding shelves, interior accessories, stone countertops, imported ceramic, glass tile backsplash, built in fridge, commercial grade cooktop, vent hood wall oven, built in microwave, high end undermount sink with designer faucets, water filtration, new general task lighting, low voltage cabinet, under cabinet lighting, tile or similar, or maybe even wood flooring. $155,000.
I mean, this is something like what we saw at the Parade at Homes.
Yeah.
Like, this is a very nice kitchen.
It's a nice 200 square foot nice kitchen. So that's what that costs. So that's where that adds up.
Just don't be surprised when you see that six figure price tag.
Easily. Now, here's one I thought that was good that we're going to talk about in the next segment. Manufactured stone veneer. So this is doing that stacked stone look on the front of the house. Remove 300 square foot continuous band of existing vinyl siding from the bottom third. So this is doing that kind of that stone look on the front of your house, which is cool. Going across, so it's about 36 lineal feet of it, 40 feet of corners, that kind of thing. $8,200. But I want to talk about that. So we're going to sit tight on that. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what that value adds to it, because that's one of the top ones that we want to talk about, of why these things cost what they do and what it's going to cost you. So stay tuned. This is going to be the best part of the show coming up on what these numbers mean, just as soon as Around the House returns.
I know there's a place where we keep what we can't say.
Around the House with Eric G. Man, where has this time gone? It has blasted through today.
It's every week. I don't know how it happens, but it goes too quick.
If you want to join us after the show ends, make sure you like Facebook Around the House with Eric G. Podcast will be up for the last 2 hours here. You can catch that anywhere. But if you just go onto Facebook, you'll see it all right there. SoundCloud, Facebook, any of these other places from iTunes. It'll all be up here shortly. I wanted to mention, though, we forgot to mention earlier that that hand cleaner that I really like that comes in a wipe type form comes out of it's called Bucket of Towels.
Tub of towels.
Towel towels, yeah. I was calling a bucket of towels earlier. Tub of towels. It's you can get it at the home at automotive stores. Works killer for that kind of stuff.
The guy who was trying to get a stain off of his the siding of his house.
Yeah, works out well. Hey, let's run out here real quick to Greg in Woodburn. I got about a minute to catch with you. Welcome to Around the House.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
So I listen to you guys on the weekend sometimes when I'm doing jobs. I'm a general contractor, and I heard you talk about different remodels and prices and costs. And a lot of times people are set up to those expectations of those higher kitchen prices when, you know, in reality, they're not as high as what a lot of times people think they are. It's a lot of the hidden stuff that catches people, like on a job that I'm on right now. You guys would actually probably like that job. It's one of the houses on the hill there in Portland on the steel post and beams.
Oh yeah,
hanging off the hill. So it's a nice house, but we've ran into $30,000 of extra work, maybe even a little more due to the previous contractors.
Yep.
So I mean, her total kitchen remodel is an L. Let's say it's 230 inches one way, 86 inches the other way.
Yeah.
Full shaker cabinets, all with the bells and whistles, drawers, pullouts. Double oven inset, and then a smaller cabinet off to the side and upper shelf. But, you know, total cost for that and pulling down drywall, moving electrical, I think that's going to end up at $53,000, which isn't bad at all. That's a new island. The island as well has it's all quartz countertops. The island has that waterfall effect, not down the sides, but down the back side of it, so it's visible from the main room.
So do you have new appliances and stuff going in there, or is that reusing the ones that were in there?
That's all new appliances as
nice.
Well,
too. Nice.
So, I mean, generally speaking, anywhere, I do quite a few kitchen remodels a year. The highest one I've probably done in about, I want to say 7 years, was probably about $86,000, but that was a fairly large kitchen with multiple different areas and stuff. But on the average, probably around $35,000 with appliances and stuff.
Yeah, I've been a certified kitchen designer, and I've done a couple thousand remodels over my 30 years of doing this. And it's depending on what you're putting in there too. If you're putting in, you know, a high grade cabinet where you've got all plywood, dovetail drawers, you know, the Bloom Glides, and you're getting into really into the custom stuff. It's just there's so many different layers of materials you can use out there as well that'll definitely define what this project cost is.
Yeah, and it definitely. And with the boxes, you know, there's sometimes that you can use those MDF boxes versus the plywood boxes, things of that nature, and how the facing of the actual cabinets are, you know, whether they're made up of MDF facing in the center panel or whether they're real wood in the center panels, you know.
Correct.
And then I heard you guys say something about exterior doors. I actually do that for big box stores. And
nice.
The prices for those, you know, range a lot as well, too. But I never recommend putting in steel doors, especially now, you know, compared from, 15 years ago, a steel door was buying, you know, a Cadillac, you know, yep. The same thickness of the sheet metal compared to now where it's buying a, you know.
Yeah, it's a whole different world, man. It's a whole different world. Yeah, Greg, we got to go out to break here, but I appreciate you calling in, man. And we appreciate you guys like you that are out in the trades doing it. And feel free to call in anytime. We welcome your input.
You got it, guys. Have cool. A good one.
You too. Thanks, man. Man, I want to get out here to, thanks for calling, Greg. That was great. I want to talk real quick before we go out to break here, because this is the end of the show. And here's the thing. When you're talking cost versus value, the value, when you see these things, comes from curb appeal. So if you look at some of these things, for instance, we're looking at the stone veneer, 130% return.
Wow.
Garage doors, 130% return. That's where the money is. You look at a backyard patio, you're in the 60%, like 56% return. You get into the master bathroom addition upscale, 70% return. That's where those numbers start to pay attention to. And if you're doing that, you got to keep it in scale with the house. Because if you got a $2 million house and you do a really cheap remodel, your return's going to be even less. That's where you're going to get burnt.
It also depends on what you're doing it for. If that deck's for you and not to resell the house, go
for
it.
Who cares? Now, if that's the thing, if you're going to be doing it for you, do what you want to do. If you're doing for resale, pay attention to the numbers. That's all the time we got this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, Steve Moffitt for playing the Spider-Man who ran the communication center in there, and Jeff Thomas for keeping us on track and on air. Most of all, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you love what you do. Love what you do. I just doubled that up. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G., LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.